Look at verse 16. We test God's promises by humbly depending on Him. Verse 16, I can't do it myself. I can't bring you up. I'm too afraid. But I will go, look at verse 16, in the strength of the Lord God. That's how I will make mention of your righteousness and yours only. Apart from the Lord's strength, we do not have hope. We do not have any peace as we're going through physical problems. We don't have comfort when we lose everything. And we certainly can't bring Him into conversations without His strength. And that's why the 16th verse says, we humbly depend on the Lord. I go in His strength. I make mention of His righteousness. And that's what we should do. And you know what? If you ask for that, if you just put up your antenna and say, Lord, I want to speak for You, He'll bring you opportunities. I mean, it happens. I can testify to that. People will go out of their way to bring up things that is an opportunity for you to introduce the message of the Lord. I was paying tolls this week. We drove 4,200 miles. I helped pay for the interstate system. $122 in tolls. You think Oklahoma's tolls are high? I paid $27 at one stop. It's just unbelievable. I think they're soaking the Westerners or something. I don't know. But here I was parked at the toll booth, and it was raining, and I opened my window and leaned out, and that man was sizing me up to see how much he could charge me. And he went like this. He went. And then he started again at the front of the car, and he went. And he said, I'll be $12. And I said, okay. And he said, how are you doing? And I said, wonderful. I remember I was in my wallet getting out the $12, and you know what I hide in my wallet? Tracks. So I pulled one out. He couldn't see it. And at that moment, he looked up at me from his toll booth, and he said, well, I'd be wonderful, too, if life was treating me as well as you. I mean, what was that? That was him asking a question. How can you be wonderful? Why are you wonderful? What's going on in your life? And I said to him, I said, here's your $12. And I said, and I have a present for you. You know what? Both of his earrings raised right up like that. I mean, they have the weirdest people working in the toll booth. But this guy was really hungry, and he looked up at me, and he leaned out of his toll booth, and he said, what's the present? And I opened up and had one of those, you see them out in the racks, the door, and it's like, have you made an appointment in heaven? And I leaned out in the rain, out the toll thing, and I went like this, and I said, see those verses? And he was looking, you know, trying to see them. And I said, you can look those up in the Bible. And I said, and that tells how someone came and died in your place and paid the price for your sin, and you can have a wonderful life too. And he looked at me, and he took that track, and he said, thank you. You know what that is? That is just saying, Lord, in your strength, I don't know who to talk to, but will you open the door for me to speak for you? Will you let me be sensitive to when you do that so I can, look at verse 16, go in your strength and make mention of your righteousness all day long. That's what he left us here to do. So what does David say? He said, well, one day I came home and everything that was dear to me on the earth was burning. My wife was gone. My children were gone. My home was destroyed. My friends were turning against me. And I was at the bottom of life. And I reached out and clung to the Lord for dear life. And I held on to Him like the Shunammite woman held on to Elisha's feet. And I said, Lord, You are the one who promised to help me. And that's the blessing of affliction. When we are afflicted, we get to grab onto the Lord. You get to choose to do that this week or not. Go in your own strength or reach out and grab the Lord. I hope you'll choose to grab Him.